weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chokma, all across the tundra. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, coffee at KYUK. As usual, I'm excited and sharing my excitement with you, starting my day heart healthy with my oatmeal on my sideboard and, you know, lubricated some water, too. Beginning June 12th, along the waters in the region of the Kuskokwim River north of Aniak, managed by the state, subsistence fishing will be allowed anytime. And if fishermen obtain a permit, up to 10 king salmon could be harvested for their household this summer. Alaska Fish and Game biologist Nick Smith and resource specialist Dave Runfella joined KYUK's Greg Kim to talk about these fishing upcoming opportunities north of Aniak. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Thanks, Grady. Good morning, Nick, and good morning, Dave. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Dave, would you mind starting us off telling us about the history of the subsistence permit on the Kuskokwim River? I understand the Alaska Board of Fish approved the permit system in 2018. How and why did it come about?
Well, thank you, Greg. The reason why we started the conversation with, actually we didn't start the conversation, but in paired with the interests of people, particularly in the middle Kuskokwim River and upper Kuskokwim, who desired some sort of equitable way of having access to primarily king salmon earlier in the season, people discussed the option of having a permit. They were used to a Tier 2 moose permit in that area, and they wondered if maybe there could be something like that for king salmon, which is, you know, to them just as important as something like moose as a resource for their families. And so this is in about 2013, 2014, these conversations started, and then when it was brought to the Board of Fish after multiple public meetings with advisory committees, fish and game advisory committees, and the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group here in Bethel and up and down the river, people wanted to learn more. And it turned into a few proposals that went to the Board of Fisheries. The Board of Fisheries felt like they didn't have enough information from the public, and they wanted to understand more about what most of the residents or more of the residents of the Kuskokwim area felt about the issue. And like I said, that started in 2014 at a Board of Fish meeting, and it turned into more public meetings, one of which was a big meeting where the board came out to Bethel and talked to lots of people and got lots of public testimony. And it continued through a meeting in Fairbanks in 2016 where there was more wordsmithing and choices of options. And by 2017, in their statewide meeting in Anchorage in the spring, finally, the board and the public came to a conclusion on what would fit, and then it was passed. And with the intention of the department managing a permit for state waters above Aniak for 10 king salmon beginning in 2018, and it's been in place since the summer of 2018.
I see. So it sounds like a pretty long process that it's gone through, but mostly it sounds like a way to provide more fishing opportunities for people upriver on the Kuskokwim. I want to talk about kind of the nuts and bolts of how this permit works. Can you talk about where on the river people can use this permit to fish?
Yeah, thank you. So the permit is used for fishing. It's valid for fishing above the mouth of the Aniak River, and there's an area immediately around the mouth that's closed to fishing to protect gillnet fishing to protect the king salmon that are spawning in the Aniak River. But above that, all the way into the headwaters, throughout the drainage, people are able to use this permit when it's announced by the department by emergency order, after June 11th, and the permit is available to any household, and the person who registers from that household is also permitted to write down the names of the people who may fish on that permit living with them in their household. So any member of the household is welcome to fish under the permit. And then when it's announced after June 11th, a permitted household member can take that permit, go fishing with the gear that's allowed in the emergency order, and that'll be clearly stated in the emergency order, and harvest up to 10 king salmon and keep those for their family. That's basically how you do it. And then there are other regulations around that we can get into if necessary, but that's basically how it's going to work. Once you catch your 10 king salmon, then you can't use the permit anymore under the regulations, and you'd have to wait for a regular opener if you wanted to catch more.
I see. So it sounds like one permit per household, and then 10 king salmon for this season for that household under this permit.
That's correct.
Does Fishing Game verify that people are sticking to the 10 king salmon allowed by their permit? And if so, how?
Well, we have on the permit a way for people to track their fishing, and it's on the portion of the permit that the fisherman or the household will return to the department. And it's basically just a blank table, and you fill in the date you went fishing, the number of different species of salmon that you caught with your permit or other fish, and even if you didn't catch anything, we want to see that you went fishing. Just let us know. It helps us understand more about how people need to fish to get these kings. And we like people to record that. It's required to record that. And then we have that information when we receive the permits, when people send them in at the end of the season. So we just trust that people will follow the requirements of the permit. And we haven't had any problems so far in the summers that we've used the permit. And certainly enforcement is an option, but those are conversations that happen between the fishery manager and his staff and the troopers, whether or not it's necessary. But, we haven't had any problems, and we haven't really needed any enforcement over the years. So that's it doesn't seem to be an issue. People are doing just fine with the permit, so.
I see. And this permit was introduced in 2018. Has it been available every summer since then? And if not, how have you chosen which summers to provide the permit?
Hey, Greg, this is Nick with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. So the permit has been available every summer since 2018. One stipulation of this permit is that it is used when the gillnet fishery is closed in those waters above Aniak. So in 2018, the permit was issued to residents and households along the river because the gillnet fishery was closed above Aniak. And then 2019 and 2020, the gillnet fishery was either open or closed only for a short amount of time after June 12th. So while the permit was a management option, we did not exercise it. And then now in 2021, with our preseason forecast where it is and assessment information where it is, it seems like a great time to issue the permit because we're in a period where we need to conserve the king salmon to put some escapement on the spawning grounds.
I see. Where can people get a permit, and what kind of information do they have to provide to get the housing permit?
Yeah, so there are a number of options to get the permit. Starting here down in the lower river, we've at the Bethel, Alaska Department of Fish and Game office, we have permits available here. The McGrath Fish and Game office has permits available. And Anchorage permits are also available. And then there's a number of permit vendors in communities starting in Upper Kalskag, at the TC office, the Aniak TC, that Native Village and Apaimute office in Aniak will distribute permits, Chawathbluck TC, the Crooked Creek TC, and Thomas's Trading Post for people around, or the households around Crooked Creek, Georgetown. Rebecca Wilmarth in Red Devil is going to be issuing permits. The Sweetmute TC, the Stony River TC, and the City of Nikolai. So we've tried to cover the majority of areas where households will be getting these permits along the Kuskokwim River. So if anybody has any immediate questions, they can contact the Bethel Fish and Game office at 543-2433, and we can figure out the best and easiest option to get somebody a permit.
Okay. And can someone fish for more than one household? And if so, how would that work?
Yeah, great question. So, yes, somebody can fish for other households. It's kind of how it's similar to the process of how people can proxy hunt for moose around here. So if that household, if you're going to fish for somebody else, you need to have that person's household and a member of that household be present with you during the fishing trip. So it would just be you're assisting them getting their fish, and they're going to record their fish. You know, if you get into a situation where somebody is physically incapable of accompanying on the boat to go get the fish, that there is an option to go fish for those people also. The person fishing for a household that cannot fish for themselves would need to be in the possession of not only their own household's permit, but also the permit that belongs to the household they're fishing for. So there are options to fish for other households.
Gotcha. And can we go over the kind of fishing gear that's allowed using this permit?
Yeah, for sure. So while fishing under this permit, gill nets are a legal option. The only requirement for them is 6-inch mesh or less and 25 fathoms in length or less. There is a stipulation to gill nets. So the area known as the Aniak Box, so there's an area around the mouth of the Aniak River, starting at the refuge boundary at Aniak, upstream to the top of the island there, where the Aniak and the Kuskokwim confluence is. That area is still going to remain closed to gill nets. So all the waters above that are open to gill net fishing. And then there's a number of other gear types available. So we commonly call them the selective gear types, so the rod and reel, dip nets, beach seines, fish wheels. You can also harvest the king salmon and retain them under this permit and those. So really any subsistence gear that would normally be used above Aniak is legal.
Gotcha. And it sounds like this permit is, the purpose of this permit is to use while the river is closed. Can we kind of go over when the Kuskokwim River above Aniak will be open and closed this season?
Yes. So starting in the waters, so from the refuge boundary at Aniak up to the Holetna River, that portion of the river will close to gill nets on June 9th, so tomorrow. And then from the Holetna River up into the headwaters, it'll close to gill nets on June 11th. So this permit will be starting at 12:01 a.m. on June 12th. It'll be legal to go out with this permit because the river will be remaining closed to gillnet fishing through the indefinite future right now. So starting June 12th, this permit will be an option to go harvest those 10 king salmon.
And just to review, you already mentioned this, but once people reach their 10 king salmon limits with this permit, they could still go out if the state opened up those waters for fishing openings.
That is correct. So once you've caught your 10 king salmon, the permit is no longer valid, and fishers would have to wait for a scheduled fishing period to be announced. You know, in years past, we'd be looking into mid-July to have more fishing opportunities when chum and sockeye are the dominant species in the river. So, yeah, it you nailed it right there. You'll be done fishing for those 10 kings until we open the river back up when chum and sockeye arrive.
Gotcha. And this permit is available for anyone in the state. In previous years, have you seen many people from outside the region or not living along the Kuskokwim River coming in to fish for kings?
This is Dave, Greg. No, we haven't seen much interest from outside of the Kuskokwim area. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I know that in the three years that we had the permit available in Anchorage, for example, there may have been one or two households that picked up permits in Anchorage, and in my memory, those households were actually folks in town who either lived in the Kuskokwim in a community in the upper or middle Kuskokwim and were picking it up when they were in town, or just were grabbing it for family if they were going to go out and see their family, or grabbing it to bring out with them while they fished in the summer. So, yeah, not a lot of interest outside of the Kuskokwim area.
I see. Okay, well, that's the time we have for this morning. Thank you so much, Nick and Dave, for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Thank you. Thank
you. You've been listening to Alaska Fish and Game biologist Nick Smith and resource specialist Dave Runfold talk about using a permit to fish in north of Aniak in waters managed by the state. Thanks for listening to Coffee at KYUK. I'm your host, Greg Kim. Back to you, Grady.
Thanks, Greg. I guess Greg will be back tomorrow with Dr. Ellen Hodges from YKHC here on Coffee at KYUK, so you want to join us then. Leaves me just one thing left to say to listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the UK.